Avalokiteshvara, while practicing deeply with the insight that brings us to the other shore, suddenly discover that all of the five skandhas are equally empty, and with this realization he overcame all ill-being. Listen, Sariputra, this body itself is emptiness. Emptiness itself is this body. This body is not other than emptiness. Emptiness is not other than this body. The same is true of feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. Listen, Sariputra, phenomena bear the mark of emptiness. Such your nature is the nature of no birth, no death, no being, no non-being, no defilement, no purity, no increasing, no decreasing. That is why in emptiness, body, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness are not separate self-entities. The 18 realms of phenomena, which are the 6 sense organs, 6 sense objects, and 6 consciousnesses, are also not separate self-entities. The 12 links of interdependent arising and their extinction are also not separate self-entities. Ill-being, the causes of ill-being, the end of ill-being, the path, insight, and attainment are also not separate self-entities. Whoever can see this no longer needs anything to attain. Bodhisattvas who practice the insight that brings us to the other shore see no more obstacles in their mind, and because there are no more obstacles in their mind, they can overcome all fear, destroy all wrong perceptions, and realize perfect nirvana. All Buddhas in the past, present, and future, by practicing the insight that brings us to the other shore, are all capable of attaining authentic and perfect enlightenment. Therefore, Sariputra, it should be known that the insight that brings us to the other shore is a great mantra, the most illuminating mantra, the highest mantra, mantra beyond compare, the true wisdom that has the power to put an end to all kinds of suffering. Therefore, let us proclaim a mantra to praise the insight that brings us to the other shore. Gate, gate, para, gate, para, samgate, Avalokiteshvara, while practicing deeply with the insight that brings us to the other shore, suddenly discover that all of the 5 skandhas are equally empty, and with this realization he overcame all ill-being. Listen, Sariputra, this body itself is emptiness. Emptiness itself is this this body is not other than emptiness, and emptiness is not other than this body. The same is true of feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. Listen, Sariputra, phenomena bear the mark of emptiness. Yet your nature is the nature of no birth, no death, no being, no non-being, no defilement, no purity, no increasing, no decreasing. That is why in emptiness, body, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, the consciousness are not separate self-entities. The 18 realms of phenomena, which are the 6 sense organs, 6 sense objects, and 6 consciousnesses, are also not separate self-entities. The 12 links of interdependent arising and their extinction are also not separate self-entities. Ill-being, the causes of ill-being, the end of ill-being, the path, insight, and attainment are also not separate self-entities. Whoever can see this no longer needs anything to attain. Bodhisattvas who practice the insight that brings us to the other shore see no more obstacles in their mind, and because there are no more obstacles in their mind, they can overcome all fear, destroy all wrong perceptions, and realize perfect nirvana. All Buddhas in the past, present, and future, by practicing the insight that brings us to the other shore, are all capable of attaining authentic and perfect enlightenment. Therefore, Sariputra, it should be known that the insight that brings us to the other shore is a great mantra, the most illuminating mantra, the highest mantra, mantra beyond compare, the true wisdom that has the power to put an end to all kinds of suffering. Therefore, let us proclaim a mantra to praise the insight that brings us to the other shore. Gate, gate, para, gate, para, samgate, bodhisattva. Avalokiteshvara, practicing deeply with the insight that brings us to the other shore, suddenly discovered that all of the 5 skandhas are equally empty, and with this realization he overcame all ill-being. Listen, Sariputra, this body itself is emptiness, emptiness itself is this body. This body is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than this body. The same is true of feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. Listen, Sariputra, phenomena bear the mark of emptiness. Yet your nature is the nature of no birth, no death, no being, no non-being, no defilement, no no purity, no increasing, no decreasing. That is why an emptiness, body, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness are not separate self-entities. The 18 realms of phenomena, which are the 6 sense organs, 6 sense objects, and 6 consciousnesses, are also not separate self-entities. The 12 links of interdependent arising and their extinction are also not separate self-entities. Ill-being, the causes of ill-being, the end of ill-being, the path, insight, and attainment are also not separate self-entities. Whoever can see this no longer needs anything to attain. Bodhisattvas who practice the insight that brings us to the other shore see no more obstacles in their mind. And because there are no more obstacles in their mind, they can overcome all fear, destroy all wrong perceptions, and realize perfect nirvana. All Buddhas in the past, present, and future, by practicing the insight that brings us to the other shore, are all capable of attaining authentic and perfect enlightenment. Therefore, Sariputra, it should be known that the insight that brings us to the other shore is a great mantra, the most illuminating mantra, the highest mantra, mantra beyond compare, the true wisdom that has the power to put an end to all kinds of suffering. Therefore, let us proclaim a mantra to praise the insight that brings us to the other shore. Gate, gate, para, gate, para, sangate, bodhisattva. Avalokiteshvara, practicing deeply with the insight that brings us to the other shore, suddenly discovered that all of the 5 skandhas are equally empty, and with this realization he overcame all ill-being. Listen, Sariputra, this body itself is emptiness, emptiness itself is this body. This body is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than this body. The same is true of feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. Listen, Sariputra, phenomena, bear the mark of emptiness. Such your nature is the nature of no birth, no death, no being, no non-being, no defilement, no purity, no increasing, no decreasing. That is why an emptiness, body, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness are not separate self-entities. The 18 realms of phenomena, which are the 6 sense organs, 6 sense objects, and 6 consciousnesses, are also not separate self-entities. The 12 links of interdependent rising and their extinction are also not separate of entities. Ill-being the causes of ill-being, the end of ill-being, the path. Insight and attainment are also not separate self-entities. Whoever can see this no longer needs anything to attain. Bodhisattvas who practice the insight that brings us to the other shore see no more obstacles in their mind. And because there are no more obstacles in their mind, they can overcome all fear, destroy all wrong perceptions, and realize perfect nirvana. All Buddhas in the past, present, and future, by practicing the insight that brings us to the other shore, are all capable of attaining authentic and perfect enlightenment. Therefore, Sariputra, it should be known that the insight that brings us to the other shore is a great mantra, the most illuminating mantra, the highest mantra, mantra beyond compare, the true wisdom that has the power to put an end to all kinds of suffering. Therefore, let us proclaim a mantra to praise the insight that brings us to the other shore. Gate, gate, para, gate, para, sangate, bodhisattva. Avalokiteshvara, practicing deeply with the insight that brings us to the other shore, suddenly discovered that all of the five skandhas are equally empty, and with this realization he overcame all ill-being. Listen, Sariputra, this body itself is emptiness, emptiness itself is this body. This body is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than this body. The same is true of feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. Listen, Sariputra, phenomena bear the mark of emptiness. Yet your nature is the nature of no birth, no death, no being, no non-being, no defilement, no purity, no increasing, no decreasing. That is why in emptiness, body, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness are not separate self-entities. The 18 realms of phenomena, which are the 6 sense organs, 6 sense objects, and 6 consciousnesses, are also not separate self-entities. The 12 links of interdependent arising and their extinction are also not separate self-entities. Ill-being the causes of ill-being, the end of ill-being, the path. Insight and attainment are also not separate self-entities. Whoever can see this no longer needs anything to attain. Bodhisattvas who practice the insight that brings us to the other shore, see no more obstacles in their mind. And because there are no more obstacles in their mind, they can overcome all fear, destroy all wrong perceptions, and realize perfect nirvana. All Buddhas in the past, present, and future, by practicing the insight that brings us to the other shore, are all capable of attaining authentic and perfect enlightenment. Therefore, Sariputra, it should be known that the insight that brings us to the other shore is a great mantra, the most illuminating mantra, the highest mantra, mantra beyond compare, the true wisdom that has the power to put an end to all kinds of suffering. Therefore, let us proclaim a mantra to praise the insight that brings us to the other shore. Gate, gate, para, gate, para, samgate, bodhisattva. Avalokiteshvara, practicing deeply with the insight that brings us to the other shore, suddenly discovered that all of the five skandhas are equally empty, and with this realization he overcame all ill being. Listen, Sariputra, this body itself is emptiness, emptiness itself is this body. This body is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than this body. The same is true of feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. Listen, Sariputra, phenomena bear the mark of emptiness, that your nature is the nature of no birth, no death, no being, no non-being, no defilement, no purity, no increasing, no decreasing. That is why in emptiness, body, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness are not separate self-entities. The 18 realms of phenomena, which are the 6 sense organs, 6 sense objects, and 6 consciousnesses, are also not separate self-entities. The 12 links of interdependent arising and their extinction are also not separate self-entities. Ill being, the causes of ill being, the end of ill being, the path, insight, and attainment are also not separate self-entities. Whoever can see this no longer needs anything to attain. Bodhisattvas who practice the insight that brings us to the other shore see no more obstacles in their mind. And because there are no more obstacles in their mind, they can overcome all fear, destroy all wrong perceptions, and realize perfect nirvana. All Buddhas in the past, present, and future, by practicing the insight that brings us to the other shore, are all capable of attaining authentic and perfect enlightenment. Therefore, Sariputra, it should be known that the insight that brings us to the other shore is a great mantra, the most illuminating mantra, the highest mantra, mantra beyond compare, the true wisdom that has the power to put an end to all kinds of suffering. Therefore, let us proclaim a mantra to praise the insight that brings us to the other shore. Gate, gate, para, gate, para, samgate, bodhisattva. Avalokiteshvara, practicing deeply with the insight that brings us to the other shore, suddenly discovered that all of the five skandhas are equally empty, and with this realization he overcame all ill being. Listen, Sariputra, this body itself is emptiness, emptiness itself is this body. This body is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than this body. The same is true of feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. Listen, Sariputra, phenomenal, bear the mark of emptiness. Such your nature is the nature of no birth, no death, no being, no non-being, no defilement, no purity, no increasing, no decreasing. That is why in emptiness, body, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness are not separate self-entities. The 18 realms of phenomena, which are the 6 sense organs, 6 sense objects, and 6 consciousnesses, are also not separate self-entities. The 12 links of interdependent arising and their extinction are also not separate self-entities. Ill-being, the causes of ill-being, the end of ill-being, the path, insight, and attainment are also not separate self-entities. Whoever can see this no longer needs anything to attain. Bodhisattvas who practice the insight that brings us to the other shore see no more obstacles in their mind, and because there are no more obstacles in their mind, they can overcome all fear, destroy all wrong perceptions, and realize perfect nirvana. All Buddhas in the past, present, and future, by practicing the insight that brings us to the other shore, are all capable of attaining authentic and perfect enlightenment. Therefore, Sariputra, it should be known that the insight that brings us to the other shore is a great mantra, the most illuminating mantra. mantra, the highest mantra, mantra beyond compare, the true wisdom that has the power to put an end to all kinds of suffering. Therefore, let us proclaim a mantra to praise the insight that brings us to the other shore. God.